Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wax, Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog were escorting the beautiful Princess Lima Peru through the dangerous troglodyte swamp galaxy of Spillo 7.
Don't worry, Princess Lima Peru. The forces of evil are everywhere, and there's no telling what they'll try next. But lucky for you, I'm the finest swordsman in all of France. No, not this episode, no. I'm the only one person in the entire universe brave enough, fearless enough to banish evil in all its forms. Big, little, up front, sneaky, home uniforms, Marin County type, industrial, all that
stuff. Yeah, right. You got anything to weed in this dump?
Don't raise your voice. I get scared by loud noises. And the dark scares me, and bugs. Bugs scare me.
Space Commander Wax, Space Commander Wax.
Yes, what?
The muck people of the swamp galaxy are coming. They've never lost a battle, and there's a million of them and just one of us. What are we doing?
You know, Stupid Larry, I think the princess likes me.
Hey, Shorty, you're cute when you're all worked up like that.
Yes, princess, but excuse me, princess, that's not a footrest there. That's our dead Martian dog. We might need him later.
Yes, and I worship you, princess. Put your feet on me. Please, put your feet on me.
Now, my little radiation cloud, what was that about, muck people?
Oh, well, they're space villains, ma'am, and they're going to try to kidnap you.
Space villains? Kidnap me? Never. Help me up, Stupid Larry. I'm getting carpet burns on my nose.
Larry, what is this guy's name anyway?
Space Commander Webb.
Control yourself, princess. I'll return in a second, my beloved, as soon as I save my own neck.
We got a message from the muck people, Commander Webb.
Yes, what is it?
They say we should surrender the princess or they'll blow our spaceship to smithereens.
To smithereens? Why, that's two galaxies away, according to the Rand McNally. They couldn't surrender the princess? Ha! Space buddies, never let your friends down. Stand up for them, and they'll stand up for you. Be a true blue space buddy. Excuse me, princess.
Hey, what are you doing?
Out you go! Blow me to smithereens, will they? Preposterous, hey, Stupid Larry?
Yes, Commander Wack. Commander Wack, would you get your feet off Glorf? He's a dead monster.
Tune in again next week for more! Oh, hello there!
Hey, you're cute.
Oh, shucks! Tune in again next week for more Space Commander Wack! Space Commander!
Space Commander Wack, we gotta do something. People are always mistaking Glorf for furniture. And
I just can't understand it, Stupid Larry. What do you have that I don't have?
I've got Glorf on my head at the moment.
Episode B.
Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wax, Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog were engaged in deadly hand-to-laser combat with the sinister forces of the evil droid Donahue.
Don't we have any mustard, Stupid Larry? This concentrated space hot dog, excuse me, Glorf, but it just doesn't taste right without a good squirt or two of mustard.
How can you eat at a time like this, Space Commander Wax?
I'm hungry.
The sinister forces of the evil droid have us surrounded. We've lost two of our hyper seals, and the snow doesn't fall when I shake this little bottle anymore.
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. Even here in the 23rd century, our bodies need nourishment. A balanced diet is the key to, eating all different kinds of food or something. Boys and girls, don't be like Stupid Larry. Eat everything, then eat it again. This government pamphlet describes the benefits of eating, and it can be yours if you send $12 and Mommy's diamond ring to me, Space Commander Wack. Even in the 23rd century, diamonds are forever!
Commander Wack, Droid Donahue's sinister forces have stormed the breach and taken over the galley.
What? The galley? How can they think about eating at a time like this? Don't they know they have us surrounded?
It's okay, Commander Wack. I figured out how to shake them off and escape from the clutches of the evil droid.
I'm sorry, Stupid Larry. It's impossible. Our situation is hopeless. Die well, young friend. I'm going to pretend I'm a piece of furniture.
Instead of trying to go through them, we'll just drop straight down under them.
I have an idea. Instead of trying to go through them, we'll just drop straight down under them. Couldn't we do that?
That's a good idea, Commander.
Well, do I have to do everything? Get on it, Stupid Larry. Oh, you can't get good help anyway. Ready? Drop one. Drop three or whatever comes back.
We did it. Good thinking, Commander Wack. It worked.
So this is what a spaceship looks like from the ceiling.
Yeah, I'm pretty disoriented.
Oh, that's funny. You don't look Chinese.
Tune in again next time for more secret messages for space buddies only and another exciting adventure of Space Commander Wack. Space Commander!
Glorf didn't do anything again this time to help.
Of course not, Stupid Larry. It's a government job, after all.
This is episode C.
remember Space Commander Wax, Stupid Larry, and the still-dead dwarf, the dead Martian dog, were hopelessly trapped by the evil droid Donahue's deadly killer robot, Darth Nader, and his fearful host of Chromium Combat clones. As we rejoin our story, Space Commander Wax, Stupid Larry, and Glorf...
He's repeating himself, Stupid Larry.
Maybe he's stalling because he thinks we're doomed.
The doomed dead Martian dog are trapped in their control room as Darth Nader closes in for the kill.
Stupid Larry, are we trapped here in the control room?
I don't know if we're trapped, but for sure there's no way out.
What was that, Stupid Larry?
The dreaded killer robot, Darth Nader.
Well, he has a pleasant laugh. Perhaps we should invite him in for a soft drink.
I don't think we'll have to invite him in, Space Commander Wax. His deadly Chromium Combat clones are even now melting through the bulkhead and
well,
coming
then,
through the ride.
Well, then, if soft drinks are out, how about some tequila? Maybe some chips and dip.
The clones have broken through! All is lost!
Save yourself, Glorf! Keep me covered, Super Larry, while these combat clones tie me up!
But they're tying me up, too, Space Commander Wax.
Luckily, they've forgotten to bind Glorf. He'll save us.
But Glorf is dead, Space Commander Wax.
Good point, Stupid Larry. Looks like this is it, then.
It's been an honor serving with you, sir. Here comes Darth Nader.
Kill Larry first. Stomp on Glorf. Don't hurt me. I'm a space commander. This is my show. It's a stomp.
Yes, me. Anything for my commander. You can kill me.
Oh, wow.
Wait a minute.
That's not in the script.
It's not Darth Nader. It's a space buddy. A space buddy.
Why, you're lying.
Yes. Here in the studio. Okay, Brat, beat it.
Oh,
get out of the studio, the spaceship.
I'm so excited.
Get rid of her, Stupid Larry.
Can I have you autograph?
Get rid of her, Stupid Larry.
Stupid Larry, can I...
Take my hand and walk this way. You want to look in the reactor room there.
It doesn't look like a reactor room. It looks like a closet.
You catch on fast, weirdo.
Now, where were we, Stupid Larry, now that she's in the reactor room?
They're tying me up.
Here we are. Yes.
We're doomed.
Tune in again next time.
That was a close one, Stupid Larry.
For more space adventures with Space Commander Wax. Space Commander!
Space buddies, never come to Space Commander Wax studio or spaceship. Restrict your adulation to letters, you know, fan mail with Polaroids, and phone calls, you know the kind I mean, late at night, and all of that.
Real nice.
If it goes on,
I'll
listen
in there with you for a while.
This is episode D.
Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wax, Stupid Larry, and Glorf the dead Martian dog had been captured by the extremely clean robot people of Borax 7.
I don't mind being locked in this bathtub so much, Stupid Larry, but this shampoo we're forced to use is for oily hair, and my hair is unoily and dandruff-free. Besides, I like to play Pirate Wars, and they didn't give me a little boat.
But Space Commander Wax, don't you see what they're up to? If we stay in this prison bathtub long enough, our bodies will get all shriveled up and our hair will become unmanageable.
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. A clean body and a clean mind are the two portals through which grace and opportunity come a-walking when the sun goes down.
Space buddies, don't be like Stupid Larry. Put personal hygiene at the top of your list of things to do. Maybe next week. Then, have Mommy or Daddy take a picture of you in the bathtub and send it to me, Space Commander Wack.
Commander Wack! Now those evil robots are forcing Glorf to take a bubble bath.
What? We've got to get out of here, Stupid Larry. Have you ever smelled a wet, dead Martian dog?
We gotta think of a way out. I suppose we could just get up and walk away, huh?
No, Stupid Larry, I'd be embarrassed.
Oh, that's right. They're laundering our space uniforms.
Yes, and I hope they use the warm water cycle. All that aluminum foil can get real uncomfortable when it gets hot. Hey, here now, Stupid Larry, I saw that.
Oh, Space Commander.
Behind the ears, too, Stupid Larry.
I did.
Well, do it again. Glorf does make a nice floating soap dish.
A half a teaspoon of salt, 1 cup sugar, 3/4... Wrong card, sorry. Tune in again next week for the exciting conclusion of this daring space adventure with daring Space Commander Wack. Space Commander!
Hey, does that mean we have to stay in here until next week in these bathtubs?
A steel tub does not a prison make, Stupid Larry. Besides, see this contract? I'm going straight to the writers. The announcer got us in here, he'll get us out.
I think I'll just write my memoirs while I'm here.
Episode E.
Last time, you remember, Earth was hurled out of its... its orbit and set on a course of doom directly towards the sun after someone who shall go nameless accidentally exploded over 100 square galaxies of hyperactive fun bombs. It's up to Space Commander Wax, Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog to stop the planet from crashing into the sun.
Keep pushing the Earth, Stupid Larry. I'd help, but I can't get any footing in these new shoes.
This isn't going to work, Space Commander Wack. It's going to take more than me to push the Earth back into orbit because it's so hot out and I'm...
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry.
Space buddies, don't be like Stupid Larry. Take pride in what you do. Be confident. Know that you will never fail. Why, if you tried, you could probably even find Mommy's jewelry and send it to me, Space Commander
Wack. Space Commander Wack! Space Commander Wack! I know what we can do!
Do? What's the use, Stupid Larry? Everything we do turns out wrong.
But if we don't do something, the Earth will burn up, Space Commander Wack.
You're right, Stupid Larry. Quick, to the spaceship!
You have a plan?
Why, of course, let's get out of here before this thing burns up.
Moments later, Space Commander Wax, Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog are aloft in the cosmic void of space, the silence of the universe playing a symphony of heavenly vibrations neath the awesome majesty of... Gosh, I used to have this summer house in Canada.
What happened to that silence you were talking about, huh? Much better. That's better.
Stupid Larry, quit mumbling. We've got to have a plan.
But I'm thinking, Space Commander Wax.
Go somewhere else. I'm thinking here.
Let's see. The Earth is moving towards the sun. The Earth will burn to a crisp, and all life on it will be destroyed as a result. That's because the sun is hot.
Aha! I've got it, Stupid Larry!
You know how to get the Earth back in orbit?
We don't have to get the Earth back in orbit.
We don't.
The danger to Earth is in the heat of the sun, Stupid Larry. We must destroy the sun.
But,
Never mind. Fire one! Fire two! Did we get it, Stupid Larry?
I don't know. It's too dark to see anything.
And there was this nice little pond at... Oh, sorry. Tune in again next time for more daring space adventures with Space Commander Wack! Space Commander!
Well, I guess we can get rid of the suntan lotion, huh?
Yes, but it's dark in here. I'll have to use my Space Buddy lunchbox flashlight here, Stupid Larry. Stupid Larry, I seem to have set my pants on fire.
Episode F.
Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wax, Stupid Larry, and the ever-vigilant Dead Martian Dog, Glorf the Dead Martian Dog, were taking time off from the never-ending, but occasionally interrupted, battle against the forces of galactic evil. As we rejoin our cosmic crusaders, we find them enjoying a brisk game of catch with Glorf.
Gee, Commander Wax... Glorf is really heavy.
Nonsense, Stupid Larry. Toss him back. We need this exercise to keep our bodies in peak condition so that our minds also stay in tip-top shape. So that we can think like geniuses and run and fight like otters, little otters, and our mental radio tires spend little hope for pigeon kind.
I think we better stop, Space Commander Wack. You're beginning to babble again.
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. Corn blow, trip, go green, blunt. What you mean, babble? I never babble. Heterogeneous space warp gaga. Bip, Stupid
right,
Larry.
Sir, Mr. Space Commander Wax, sir, but Glorf is tired. That's it. Glorf's tired. So perhaps we should, you know, take five.
Oh, rest. Of course. Anything for good old dead faithful Glorf. Good old boy. Take five there.
Gee, Glorf, Space Commander Wack has dropped you and then he collapsed. What should I do? Why am I talking to a dead dog? What is this, Space Commander Wack? What are you trying to say? Are you once again raising your voice against injustice? Are you creating more of your characteristically poetic images of the beauty of the universe? I'll lift your head out of the mud so that I will not miss a single inspirational word that the whole world is waiting to hear. What? Oh, tell us, Space Commander, tell us.
Get Glorf off my head. I'm suffocating, Stupid Larry.
Oh, yes, immediately, sir, Space Commander. Stay, Glorf. Down, boy. Are you all right, Space Commander?
You saved my life, Stupid Larry. I'll never forget this as long as I live.
There's no need to thank me, Space Commander.
Thank you. Thank you for what, Stupid Larry?
Well, never mind.
Well, there goes my neck alarm.
Neck? That's a funny place for a wristwatch. And that might explain your frequent headaches and the flushed complexion and why they're sticking.
Be that as it may, Stupid. My neck alarm says it's time for us to go off. off to the stars.
And continue our daring space adventure?
Right, Stupid Larry. But first, it's time for us to gather our psychic energies by reciting the Space Commander Wack Creed.
All space buddies, now rise and place your left hand on the top of your telepathic beanies as we recite the Space Commander Wack Creed.
I promise to be a faithful space buddy at all times. I swear on my telepathic beanie, my undying worship of Space Commander Wack, my devotion to truth, justice, and the humanoid way, in that order. And I pledge to disobey my parents whenever their instructions interfere with Space Commander Wack's space buddy business, unless by pretending to obey them, I can sneak into Mommy's purse.
Tune in again next time for more!
Get out of my purse, you creep!
But Mom, for more exciting space adventures with Space Commander Wack! Space Commander!
Is your mother still alive, Space Commander Wack?
Well, it's not life as we know it, Stupid Larry, but...
See, my father threatened me with that once.
We propped her in the corner and... Well...
Episode G.
Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wack, Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog had rescued the beautiful Space Princess Lima Peru from the clutches of the evil goose people of the planet Earth, and we're now escorting her to the planet of her betrothed, Yurzig Narge, Prince of the Scrungemen.
So, Princess, life with me will be rough on you, my darling, for I am married to my work. I'm a Space Commander, you know. Space Commander Wack, to be
exact. This is a Space Commander. I thought he was a ball of aluminum foil.
It's Space Commander Wack, Princess, and he doesn't seem to realize that you're getting married to Yurzig Narge, Prince of the Scrungemen.
Who?
Yurzig Narge, Prince of the Scrungemen.
Oh, Yurzig Narge, Prince of the Scrungemen.
Yurzig Narge, Prince of the Scrungemen?
Yes, Yurzig Narge, Prince of the Scrungemen!
Not the Yurzig Narge, Prince of the Scrungemen.
Yes, Yurzig Narge of Scrunge, Prince of the Scrungemen.
Well, wait a minute, I'm Space Commander Wack.
Prince of the Scrungemen!
And I'm more important.
You're the most important man in the universe, Space Commander Wack, and Glorf's the most important dead Martian dog.
And you're the stupidest, Stupid Larry. Space buddies, don't be like Yurzig. Is it Yurzig Narge?
Right, Prince of the Scrungemen.
Don't be like Yurzig Narge, Prince of the Scrungemen. Be like me, Space Commander Wack. Sure, maybe Yurzig Narge can send you a bumper sticker, but I have pictures, and I'll tell Mommy and Daddy about all the times you took things.
Where did the space brain go?
You mean Space Commander Wack. He's off talking to the space buddies.
Yeah, looks like you and I are alone, my galactic pumpkin.
Uh-oh, boy. Wait, no, Glorf's here. Good old Glorf. Do something, Glorf.
Stupid Larry, why does Princess Lima Peru have her arms around you?
So glad to see you.
Huh? There must be danger. Don't worry, Princess. I'll save you.
Where did you learn karate, Princess?
From Yurzig Narge, Prince of the Scrungemen.
Who?
Me, Yurzig Narge, Prince of the Scrungemen, saying, tune in again next time for more daring space adventures with Space Commander Wack. Space Commander!
That's funny, Stupid Larry. He doesn't look Scrunge.
Well, you've seen one Scrunge man, you've seen them all.
They all look alike to me. Come along, my precious...
Episode H.
Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wack, Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog had escaped the forces of the evil Galactic Empire and found refuge on an ice world, the home base of the Rebel forces.
May the Force be with you, Stupid Larry.
Say what?
Okay, freeze, please. Come with the copyright, please. Stop that name. Get him.
Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wack, Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog were on a secret mission wearing aluminum trench coats in Algeria.
Play it again, Stupid Larry.
You must once remember this. A kiss is still a kiss.
Okay, hold it. Okay, get that record. No, turn that tape off. Copyright police here. Get that tape.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise.
Okay, copyright police, freeze. That does it. Grab that tape. I'm going to pull your tongue out, buddy. You've had it.
No! never again, I promise. Last time, please don't hurt my mother. Last time, as you remember, Space Commander Wax, Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog were exploring a newly discovered planet on the far reaches of the galaxy in search of intelligent life.
No intelligent life here, Stupid Larry.
You said it, not me, Commander Wack.
Nothing here but these rock-like globes that shatter when I drop Glorf on them.
Space Commander Wack, should we discuss these...
Not now, Stupid Larry. This is sort of fun. Watch.
Space Commander Wack, I really think...
Space buddies, the joy of discovery is a wonderful thing, unless you are the one who gets discovered. So always look both ways before doing anything wrong.
Space Commander Wack, I'd
what
like to
it,
sit down
Larry?
And talk to you about
having
this.
Having fun, Glorf?
Those rock-like globes that shatter when you drop Glorf on them. I don't know
like
if you want to
like this, you mean?
Yeah, well, they seem to have formed a mob of sorts all
no
around
No wonder
us.
They call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry.
Well,
rock-like
I
globes
stupid,
can't surround me, Space Commander Wack. Great
but,
galaxies, you're right, the globes have surrounded
well,
us. But why?
Maybe because you killed several thousand of them by dropping Glorf on them.
Hold a grudge. You're right, Stupid Larry. Stupid but right. I have wronged these creatures. There is only one thing to do.
A noble gesture, Commander Wack. Are you going to throw yourself on their mercy?
This time you're wrong and stupid, Stupid Larry. I'm going to throw Glorf on their mercy. Charge, Glorf! Get on, Glorf!
Up in the sky! Look! It's a bird! It's a plane!
Watch what you say now here.
Glorf, the dead Martian dog! Tune in again next time for more exciting space adventures with Space Commander Wack!
Space Commander!
Pity there was no intelligent life here, Stupid Larry.
Well, not anymore, anyway.
Oh, look, it looks like trouble in the announcing booth, Stupid Larry. That man's pulling his tongue out. Oh, my goodness.
Episode I.
Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wack, Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog were streaking through space in search of the villainous Dr. Sleep. Yes, Dr. Sleep, terror of the galaxy, scourge of the cosmos, Dr. Sleep, evil archenemy of all that is good, Dr. Sleep, the insidious master of sleep, Dr. Sleep. The...
Hey, whose show is this anyway?
Yes, Space Commander Wack, Space Commander, was scouring the quadrant. Space Commander Wack, the brave. Mm-hmm. Space Commander Wack, the wise. Space Commander Wack, my hero.
That's much better.
Space buddies, never be modest. If you've got it, flaunt it. Or hire announcers who are easily intimidated and will flaunt it for you.
Yes, Space Commander Wack, my employer, searches relentlessly through space in search of the infamous Dr. Sleep.
Okay, Stupid Larry, what are the final totals?
Well, he mentioned Dr. Sleep six times and your name six times. Wait, counting what I just said, that's Dr. Sleep seven. No, I just said his name again, didn't I? So it's Dr. Sleep eight times. No, I'm sorry, nine times. I just said Dr. Sleep 10 times.
Stop it, Stupid Larry. No more mentions of Dr. Sleep on my show.
11 times we've said Dr. Sleep. Oh, wait, 12 times. Space Commander Wack, why are you holding Glorf over your... Space Commander Wack, don't... Please don't... No. Ah!
Forging ever onward, Space Commander Wack!
That makes it 12 to 7.
And Stupid Larry continue in their quest for Dr. You know who.
That's better. If anyone's going to mention Dr. Sleep, it's going to be me.
That's 13.
Dr. Sleep.
14.
Dr. Sleep.
15.
I'm the Dr. Sleep.
16.
That does it, Stupid Larry. Who signs your checks, huh?
You don't pay me, Space Commander Wack.
I don't?
No, I'm a volunteer sidekick here for the joy of serving you, Space Commander Wack. Space Commander, my hero and the bravest space commander in the daring space adventure army of Earth. Like, besides, you always take my paychecks after you make me put that X on the back of them. I don't know what to
yes,
do.
Yes, Stupid Larry. You just can't get help like you anymore. Just look at that crew member over there asleep near the blow ray.
Space Commander Wack.
I should fire him. Have him keel-hauled and
flogged. Space Commander Wack.
Yes, Stupid Larry.
There are no other crew members besides you, me, and Glorf. And here I am, and there you are. There you are. And Glorf doesn't snore, so that must be...
Dr. Sleep!
That's 17. Gee, he looks so innocent while he's sleeping. How could he be a villain?
Well, you see, Stupid Larry, Dr. Sleep has never really done anything terrible yet. He's been asleep for hundreds of years. But legend has it, once he wakes up, life as we know it is doomed.
Maybe we should whisper, Space Commander Wack.
Oh, maybe you're right, Stupid Larry.
Tune in again next time for more daring
Stupid Larry. It looks like it's waking up. Life as we know it is doomed.
Besides that, he's now ahead 18-7.
I've had it with that, Stupid Larry. I don't want to hear that score anymore. No more Dr. Sleep.
19-7.
No Dr. Sleep.
Episode J.
Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wax, Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog had escaped the deadly gravitational pull of the Quando Radiation Belt. But now, they were being pursued through space by sinister spaceships from space!
Stupid Larry, the first thing we have to do when we get back to, what is that place we're getting
You mean
back?
The planet Earth? The planet
oh, yes.
of our birth? And
Earth, what a dull name. The first thing we'll have to do is rename the planet. I'll put that
Well, okay, Space Commander Wack, but what was it you were going to say before you were diverted?
No there? Wonder they call you Mother Goose, Stupid Larry. I'm going to say everything I haven't said yet.
Space buddies, don't be like Stupid Larry. Think before you speak. Write down everything you're ever going to say, stuff it into an antelope, get a blank check from Daddy, and send it all to me.
Space Commander Wack! Those sinister spaceships are gaining on us!
They are? Here, let me look. View screen down. Magnification on. Force field up. Seatbelt fastened. Smoke screen ready. Pinch hitter on deck. Hyper guns locked. Porthole secure. Periscope up. Stupid Larry, come here, quick.
What? Oh, what is it, Space Commander Wack? What's wrong?
I forgot what I was doing. What was I doing?
I think you were going to check out the sinister spaceships that are following us back there somewhere.
Oh, yes, sinister spaceships. No big deal. Where's Glorf?
He's on your lap.
I thought that seatbelt was a little tight.
Are you all right, Space Commander Wack? You're acting very strangely.
Me? Act strangely? How dare you, Stupid Larry? Accuse me, Space Commander Wack. Space Commander! Of doing anything that is not beyond reproach. I think I'll chew on my gloves now. Excuse me.
Oh, forgive me, Space Commander Wack. I'm just worried about you. You, Space Commander Wack, the finest mind, bravest soul, most noble character of anyone in the universe.
Go on.
And even if there are other universes, you would still be number one in all of them. And I just hate to see anything bother you. That's all, Space Commander Wack, my hero.
2 years at hard labor, Stupid Larry. That's mutiny. Talk like that.
Yes, sir. Anything you say, sir, for I know you are never wrong in your judgment.
And stop interrupting me.
Surrender, Earth Unit.
What was that, Stupid Larry? Are you...
Surrender, Earth Unit.
Did we forget about something, Stupid Larry?
The sinister spaceship.
Right. Sinister spaceships.
Tune in again next time, if there is one, for more daring space adventures with sinister spaceships.
Hey, who signs your checks, Turkey?
I mean, what Space Commander Wax. Space Commander.
Much better.
Should we prepare to fight, Space Commander Wax?
Fight? Someone might get hurt, Stupid Larry.
Better to die with you than to grovel before your enemies,
yes,
Space Commander
Wax. You should always
grovel
before me and lots of compliments. Where'd that white flag go? Well, we'll have to bleach Glorf again, I guess. Where'd he go?
Episode K.
Space Commander X, Space Commander, Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog have landed on the beautiful resort planet Norcus Blem when suddenly...
Looks like my mega boot ray gun went off.
Boy, I'll say the whole planet of Norcus Blem is gone, Space Commander Wack.
Oh, well, no big deal, Stupid Larry. Come along, we're off. Off to the...
Ooh, yuck!
Sorry about that, Glorf. Gonna have to get these mega boots fixed. Well... Off to the stars!
This time, as you cannot possibly remember, unless you were a telepathic poo-hump from the planet Fred, this time, Space Commander Wax, Space Commander, Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog are at their home base, the mythical home base. As we join our story, Stupid Larry is preparing to attend a space sidekick convention.
Let me see. Do I turn the glibbits left or right? I'll try right.
You just destroyed a mythical wall here in our mythical home base, Space Commander Wack. Those mega boots are defective.
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Larry Stupid. These mega boots work perfectly. It's just that they're a bit unpredictable.
Space buddies, don't be like Stupid Larry. Don't make snap judgments just because a few things go wrong, like these mega boots, for instance. Space buddies,
Space buddies.
I think you space destroyed buddies. The space buddies, Space
Commander. Oh, well, no big deal. Gonna have to do something about these megaboots.
Tune in again next time.
Not
for
yet.
More...
Stupid Larry hasn't left for the space sidekick convention yet.
Excuse me.
Well, Space Commander Wax, Space Commander, my hero, the side to whom I am the loyal kick, I'm off to the Space Sidekick Convention.
Take care, Stupid Larry, and say off to the stars to all the other space sidekicks.
Boy, I can't wait to see them all. Good old Dumb Darrow, Foolish Francis, Ignorant Ignatz, Moron the Moron, Bizbo Dimwit, Art Garfunkel, all those
close
guys.
Enough.
Tune in next time for more exciting space adventures with Space Commander Wack. Space Commander!
Well, Glorf, it's just you and me until Stupid Larry gets back. We'll just sit here by the fire from the destroyed mythical wall, and I'll read, and you can be curled up by my feet. Glorf? Glorf? Gonna have to fix these megaboots.